Today, as we take out this day as a country to celebrate our independence and our freedom, we look back over these last couple of hundred years, and there is great cause for rejoicing. What a gift that God has given to us. And yet, at the same time, as we look at what's happening and we look forward a little bit, there's a great cause for concern. I think it is not hyperbole to say that we live in the greatest country that's ever existed. And yet, at the same time, we recognize that there are forces that have infiltrated within that want to destroy that, that want to take it away. And on one hand, the way that I tend to look at it, say, look, if you guys want to be communists, leave. Go to Cuba. Go to China. Go to Venezuela. But they don't want to do that. They need to destroy this country. And the reason why they need to destroy it is because this country stands as a beacon of hope for people all around the world. And they know if they can take down America, they can take care of the whole world. And right now, they are dangerously close to succeeding. And they have pulled all of this off while we were just kind of sleeping. And yet all we can do is think back to what happened in 1941 when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And at that point, the King of Japan said, I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant. In the gospel reading today, our Lord said, she is not dead, she is sleeping. That is the United States of America right now. Many of us have inherited all of the freedoms and all of the glory, and we have not had to work for it at all. We haven't had to suffer for it. We didn't have to put our lives on the line for it. And so maybe it doesn't mean much to us. For the people who had to fight for this, it means everything. But now it's your turn and mine to stand up for what's right. Because they want to take this away. And we have to ask ourselves, are we going to allow it? Look at how close they have come. Just look at some of the Supreme Court decisions over the last week. The Supreme Court, thanks be to God, has dealt some pretty serious blows to what these people wanted to do. Because you see, as a people of America, we have something that nobody else has. It's called the Constitution. We have freedoms. We have rights. And it says right in the Constitution that these rights are inalienable. They are God-given. And so the enemy of God, Satan, wants to take it all away. He doesn't want you to have rights. So we have to recognize the freedom and what that means, first of all. Freedom does not mean license. But see, these people are experts at semantics. It's always playing games with language. Just look at what they've gotten away with the last 50 years. Choice. It wasn't about a choice. It was about killing babies. Oh, but if we say, no, it's about killing babies, people say, no, I'm against killing babies. But who can be against choice? Because choice is part of your freedom. You have a freedom to choose. You have the freedom of the children of God because Jesus Christ died for you so that you could have the freedom of the children of God to choose what is right, what is good, what is holy. That's why St. Paul says, don't use your freedom as a pretext for the flesh. Don't give up your freedom to become a slave to sin. But that's what America has become. The immense good that we have done for this world is being rivaled at this point by the immense evil that has come out of this country. And it is time for good people to stand up and say, this isn't what America is about. This isn't what you and I are about. But we need to understand what's going on. I mean, how providential that God gave us these readings today. I will allure her into the desert, and I will speak to her heart. I've told you what's coming. I've told you a little bit about what's coming. They're engineering food shortages. That's coming. They're engineering a whole bunch of other things. What they want is for you to be able to say, oh, we need Big Brother to come and save us. When they're going to come along and say, oh, we'll take care of you. We'll do this for you. We will handle this. And the people they're hoping are going to be stupid enough to say, yes, we want big government. We want the government to take care of us little peons because we can't take care of ourselves. Garbage. It is time that we stand up and say no more. We have the freedom of the children of God. We also have our freedom as American people. So we have to see what's going on in a spiritual sense. As I've told you before, there are only two countries in the history of the world who are dedicated to God from their inception. That is Israel and the United States of America, the only two. And therefore, we can look at what happened with Israel, and we can just overlay America. We can say, here's what's going on. So when Israel decided that it wasn't going to be following God, that it was going to go after all the riches and all the false gods and all the garbage that was being offered, God said, I will allure her out into the desert. That's where we're going. Now, these people that want something evil, they're doing this on purpose. God, on the other hand, will bring good out of evil. So we have to see it spiritually. God is doing this to wake us up. And we have to remember that while the country itself is dedicated to God, the Catholic Church, from the beginning, dedicated this country to our Blessed Lady also. So we have both God and his mom. This country's not going to go down. But we can't just lay back and think, oh, it's given to God, so he'll fix it. God is going to give you and me the grace to cooperate to fix it. He is going to offer everything that we need, and it is going to require citizens like us to stand up and to say no to the Great Reset, to say no to the Green New Deal, to say no to the one world government, to say no to communism. Unfortunately, what has happened is that these people have infiltrated our education system. And they have been teaching communism to our young people, who now think that that sounds like a great thing. The government will take care of me. We weren't founded that way. We were founded to have a small government. But these people have managed to weasel their way in and make government very big. It's time we stop letting them do that. It's time that we stand up now and recognize that if we have been asleep, we need to wake up. We're not dead. We are asleep. And so we're going to be lured out into the desert to wake us up. because we will all have a choice. And I keep pointing that out to you. Every one of us will have a choice. We have to choose freedom, real freedom. Look back. Remember Jacob and Esau? Jacob sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. Don't sell your birthright because you are hungry. Now, right now, I say that when we all have full bellies, but I'm telling you what's coming. They want you to sell out as long as they will provide what you need. Don't play their game. They are going to try to destroy this country. They're trying. They are dangerously close. So it's time for good people to stand up. If we stop to recognize that the 4th of July is not just about fireworks and hot dogs, it is about the freedom that you and I have because people left tyranny, started a country, put their lives on the line, died for us so that we could have this, and gave to us the founding documents to be able to say, here's what this country is about. A lot of us have never read any of those documents because they didn't want us to. If you know what's in those documents, you're going to be able to say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I have rights, and it says right here. They don't want you to know that. But our founding fathers wanted you to know that. And that's what we now need to do. So today, yes, praise God, we can still, well, actually, there are several cities in America this year that have outlawed fireworks. Because we don't want to celebrate America. Because we don't want to celebrate freedom. We had some of these unfortunate souls that when the Supreme Court said, no, you do not have a constitutional right to kill babies, they said, I'm giving up my American citizenship. And I say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Where do you want to go? Beat it. Let me help you pack your bags. I will pay for you to leave if that's what you want to do. Because I am an American and I am going to stand up for what's right and what is true. And if I have to die for it, that's what I'm going to do. But I am not going to give in to their one world government. I am not giving in to their great reset. I am not giving in to all of this garbage. Because I have the freedom of the children of God. And that freedom has been brought to this land which is dedicated to God so that we can live the freedom of the children of God. That is what you and I are going to have to stand up for. So yeah, shoot off your fireworks tonight, that's fine, and eat your hot dogs, not a problem. But recognize that this comes with a responsibility. We have rights and we have responsibilities. And we haven't been very responsible. And so they have taken away a lot of our rights. It's time that we get responsible. It's time that we wake up instead of playing dead. It's time that the Lord will bring us out into the desert to shake us out of our slumber and bring us back to our senses. Because this country is His. And this country has been given over to His mother. And they are not going to lay down and play dead. But they have to use people like us. God can do whatever He wants, but He's chosen to do it the way that He usually does. He will work with the people. And so the devil has infiltrated very, very deeply. But the devil has the minority on his side. We have the majority because we are Americans. And we will stand for the truth. We will stand for what is right, and we will stand for freedom. And this is a call to all of us to stand for what's correct. It doesn't necessarily have to be a call to arms. It's a call to truth. It's a call to responsibility. The battle that's being fought right now is about truth. It's about information. It's about monkeying with people's minds. So it may come to a physical battle, we don't know that. But right now, we have to choose the truth. And we have to bring that truth to others and help people to know it. Part of it, as Americans, it has to start with the truth of what this country is about. Read the documents. There is a Constitution. There is a Declaration of Independence. There is a Bill of Rights. Those are there for you and me. That's the kind of stuff we need to know so that we can say, here are the rights we have as American people, and you can't take these away. That's what they keep trying to do. Thankfully, like I said, that's what the Supreme Court in the last week has knocked down a whole bunch of their things. Said, no, this is against the Constitution. This is against the Constitution. This is against the Constitution. But they're going to keep trying. So we need to say no to this trash. We need to say no to Big Brother. We need to say yes to God. So we have a choice, I guess, if we look at it that way. We can trust the government. Ha! What a bad idea. Or we can trust God. What a glorious idea. There we are. Welcome to America. Praise God for this country. Praise God for those extraordinary people a couple of hundred years ago and throughout the history of this country who have been willing to fight for it, to put their lives on the line so we could have the freedom that we have. Now it's our turn. It's time to stand up and fight. Not necessarily with guns, with truth, and with the freedom that we have as the children of God.